I'm going to talk about the pineal gland because it's a big subject. I hear a lot of people talking about it, and talking about it should stimulate it also because of Shaktipat. But you're free to go look that up on Wikipedia, what that is. Basically, is a calling down of energy from the solar plane. And when someone is able to do it, then they can affect your pineal gland intravenously by listening to them talk in meditation. So let go of all expectations. Let go of all of that. Don't have any idea of who you are. Don't hold this image in your head of who you are. All of these things create the matrix, this mental blockage that keeps your pineal gland from opening. Because pineal gland is direct spiritual soul connection to higher planes. It is a stargate, a portal, all this stuff that people have been saying anecdotally on YouTube from secondhand information. I am confirming to you it is a stargate. It is a portal. You can access higher dimensions with it. It is direct connection to your higher spiritual self. It is a doorway into every dimension of consciousness. The world around you is not physical. There is no physical world and spiritual world. It all is spiritual. It all is energetic. This is just a lower frequency, lower vibration. I've heard a lot of people talk about pineal gland in terms of dreaming or DMT or all these other outside things. They're external things. You know, you're expecting something external coming into you like DMT and then some chemical reaction making you do what? Chemicals. Why do those chemicals do what they do? Chemicals are only energy like everything else. You will see visions with the pineal gland. You will see things. When you close your eyes, sometimes deep in meditation, after that you've acquired this light to you. By the way, the pineal gland glows. It glows. Mine is glowing blue right now, and people that have come to the meditation group have begun to start glowing also. This is magic what is happening here. If you're listening to this, you're welcome to come to a meditation group and you can start to experience this for free. I'm not trying to trick anybody. This is completely open, speaking from my heart. So again, it's nothing external like chemicals that the pineal gland is producing to do this. You are a direct link to all things, your consciousness. The way I think of it, it's kind of like the projector for what's happening around you. If you imagine this world around you similar to like the TV and you're the remote control, your pineal gland is like the remote control, like the buttons to change which channel is around you. Because you're interacting through the pineal gland to create this experience that you're having. So the pineal gland is like a holographic interpreter. Also, I've went over this a couple times that the stargate that is in your pineal gland is basically emanating as, or is manifested as, a sun, a million, jillion times smaller than we can imagine, because it's everything. It's underneath all things. So, yeah, also, like Tenton Toby said, it's also a transceiver of sorts. Yes, absolutely. If you're feeling tingling in your pineal gland right now, perhaps it's because we are linked together through this also. This is a telepathic link between all things. If you go around somebody when your pineal gland's open and you just be silent, still in your mind, and you don't have any image of who you think you are, any expectations of the world, any definitions, judgments, if you just observe without any judgment, you begin to feel other people's emotional states. Begin to feel their feelings. And they will definitely feel your feelings. You'll have the ability to bring this peace to wherever you go. Like it says in the Buddhist axiom, you can't be the light for someone else until you found the candle yourself. The pineal gland would be the candle in that situation. It's a spiritual battery. It's energetic. My friend came over the other day, and you know, he was in the Hare Krishna for a little bit, and he's kind of spiritually inclined, but he doesn't really believe in it anymore. I put my finger to his forehead, and I just for 30 seconds, and I was breathing in slowly and concentrating my awareness on the tip of my finger. And afterwards, he was like tripping out. He said, my finger, my forehead was all tingling. He was like, what was that? And was that your third eye? And all this stuff. I was, you know, I remain humble. This is an ability that every human being has. You're not a human being. You're a spiritual being. You are light itself. You're not the light. You are pure light. There is no the light and the dark. There is only the light that you are, in different shades of it. So anyway, pineal gland. This is the source for all these trippy powers that people might have been reading about, like teleportation or moving things with your mind or remote viewing. Like I was saying, after you start to see this glowing in your mind, when you close your eyes during meditation, you'll see different colors glowing in your pineal gland because you're receiving cosmic energy and it's flowing through your body afterwards. You activate it. It starts to flow through your body. So it's like a beginning of the evolution. It starts to activate your DNA. All this good stuff. So it's not limited to dreams or DMT. It's nonsense. The pineal gland, energetic portal battery for your etheric body, your light body. You'll start stimulating and activating your light body, your chakras. A lot of people say the Kundalini has to come up through the earth. Me personally, my experience was backwards. The first time that I had Kundalini Shakti, I was in meditation. Just absolutely just like a wall of electricity just flowed over my head and then over my face, my nose. When it hit my pineal gland, my forehead just went crazy, and then my chakras lit up all the way to my chest, and then it came up from the root. It started at these higher chakras. It's different for everybody. So don't listen to what these people are telling you about pineal glands or chakras or whatever. Listen to first-hand experience only. Pineal gland is something that everyone needs to work with and activate, and it's not something you have to try to do on your own. It's much easier to have Shaktipat. Much easier. Please, I'm more than willing to help you come on Skype and message me, my username Tamid_ascended. Like I said, you can use it to interact with energy around you. Because, like I said, it is a projector for everything around you. It's an interaction point between consciousness and the infinite aspects of your dimensions. When you start to see the blue light or the whatever colored light, sometimes you also see people. You'll also go places. You'll see yourself going places in higher dimensions of consciousness. You'll see yourself somewhere. It's amazing. It's like in the Matrix at the end when Neo, he gets blind, right? And then when he's fighting Agent Smith at the end, he just sees his golden light body, his solar body. It's all flaming, his solar light body, sun. When you connect to higher self, is when you can start to work with this. When you connect to your true essence, you know who you are. There's not anyone on the earth who isn't compassionate with at least somebody. Someone, you know? If he isn't, then he's feeling, or she is feeling, that they should be. Because we never leave our higher self. We are always our higher self. Higher self is just up there waiting for us, just like in that movie, whatchamacallit, the one that's everywhere, The Fountain, where the guy is floating above the trees. Let me tell you, if you connect to higher self, you will have an experience like the guy in The Fountain, where he popped up and he was in a whole different place. And when you look around, you'll see a sun. And that is not a hallucination. This is a sacred initiation. From that point, you do have the choice to leave this planet, or to leave this, not this planet, but leave this dimension, or to stay here and be a bodhisattva. And so many of you guys have come to do this, just like Osho says. So many people, even on YouTube, have come to become this. So stop trying to be something, for God's sake. Just stop. Stop trying. Because when you say that you need to be this thing, or you need to live up to this ideal, you're saying that you're not that ideal. You're saying that it's separate from you and you have to live up to it like it's something created fictitiously, because it is. There's only your essence of who you are. That's it. It doesn't have words. It doesn't have definitions. It means everything and nothing. You are everything and nothing. But you are not a bodhisattva. You're not whatever these words don't mean anything. They're just vague interpretations for people who can't understand by themselves. Because if you understand in your heart, you won't need interpretations. You won't need to live up to ideals. So stop searching with the mind and start to feel with your heart. Or even better, there was a Buddhist axiom that says, show me a man who feels with his mind and thinks with his heart. Absolutely. Feel with your mind and think with your heart. You guys are the ones who come here to change our situation. I'll bet you every single person who's listening to me has felt that this world is bullshit since they were a child. I have. I know you guys have. Something wrong with this place. Something missing. And you have a fire in your chest to change that. And that is sacred. That is holy and nameless. Don't dirty it by calling it a light worker, calling it a new ager. Don't sully your essence. Don't get that human dirt on it, that greasy, grimy crap called definition. Because it means nothing. It's so limiting. It is limitation itself. The Buddhists, they call the three-dimensional world the unspeakable world. Unspeakable world. Because the second that you say something to name it, it's destroyed. Because it's wholly going in your context. The only thing you can say about it is that it's beyond definitions. It's beyond wording and simpleness. It is simpleness itself. And we try to complicate it. The second that you take this thing and connect it to that thing and make a sentence, the sentence you got is more than two subjects. When there is more than two concepts coming together to make an idea, it is complicated. You don't need to complicate yourself by trying to please that policeman in your head called the ego. The ego doesn't exist. If you took a picture of yourself and you looked at it, you wouldn't see any ego. Alright, so I've explained what the third eye is to me and what you should do to activate it. Remove the ego from that head and stop giving it your attention and connect to higher self. Then you are a channel. Channel of energy, channel of everything that you love about yourself. Yourself is all selves. including animals, trees, minerals, the earth, stars, planets, galaxies, other people. As above, so below, eternally and infinitely. To begin a third eye meditation now, sit down, relax yourself, straighten your back. Begin slow and deep breaths. Also, keep your attention only on here and what is present. You can only deal with your life in the present. Slow and deep breath. Release the tension on the top of your head and your eyebrows. Allow a gentle tingling to sweep across your forehead. Offer no expectation at all. Don't attempt to feel anything. Don't search for it. Let go completely and be right here, right now. Only listen to the sound of your breath. And if you start to have too much mental noise, ask yourself, who am I? Take a deep breath. Again, relax. Release all the tension around your forehead and the top of your head. I am opening my third eye. I am opening my third eye. Gently place your attention on the area around your forehead and release the tension in your chest and your back. Keeping it straight, but not rigid. Deep breath. Breathe in light through your third eye with every inhalation. Exhale it to your heart when you exhale. Release the tension in your legs. Breathe in light through your third eye, exhale through your heart. This is alchemy, what you're doing now. But it needs no name and form and definition. All these things are not real. When you remove them, only reality remains. You are the truth. You only need to stop giving attention to your lies, things other people have stuck in your head. Breathe in light through your third eye chakra. Only be aware of your breathing, relax. Keep your mind's attention only on your breathing. And place your attention relax and release all tension in your body. With each breath, breathe light in through your third eye chakra. Exhale to your heart. When you feel the energy, then exhale to your heart. Until, and remember, don't expect anything, but until that, then only breathe in light through your third eye. Don't worry about your heart. Okay. Remember, no expectations and no prior beliefs about who you think you are. You took 1,000 pictures of somebody, you might think that they are different, but there are only 1,000 different pictures of one thing. Their personalities don't exist in a picture. The same thing in that stillness in between thoughts. You are consciousness and not mind. Be aware that you are not this lifetime. You're not this personality that is a trap and an illusion. You are the original consciousness, the first and last consciousness, Alpha and the Omega, one God. You're not your personality, let it go. The ego has to die. Ego was born with a death sentence because your destiny was to wake up. So let it go, let it dissolve away. And you're left with the essence of your consciousness, the original essence of what is to be God. This whole universe is a nursery for gods, little gods growing and growing and growing into animals, from trees and minerals and bugs and fish into animals. More complicated life, and then humans. But those heavenly creatures up in higher realms make humans look like, as the Kabbalion put it, tiny little scuttling creatures on the ocean floor when compared to man. Man, in that sentence, would be the higher ethereal beings, entire solar systems and entire galaxies. Imagine what it's like to be a galaxy.